suppose there are some mistakes which we commit, and then we are also preaching, then the because of the blame of the mistakes, even the mission may get affected, and people may get a negative perception of Krishna consciousness. So if we are also imperfect, we can't avoid committing mistakes. Then does that mean that we should not preach? See, there are two different issues here. One is the mistakes, and the second is the response to the mistakes. See, to err is human. We all will commit mistakes. So if we ourselves, while preaching, while inviting people, create an image as if we are very evolved or we are very perfect, then that image will be shattered. But if we are in the mood of sharing, this has benefited me, this can benefit you also. But I am also a seeker and I am also committing mistakes. So if we are sharing from a platform of humility, not from a platform of superiority, then our imperfections won't jar people too much. That is the first thing, the platform with which you share. Second is that when we are sharing also, when we commit mistakes, I said, what is our response to those mistakes? That means, are we just trying to deny them? Or are we trying to overcome them? Are we trying to improve earnestly? And no mistake is a permanent disqualification. So our response is also important. And if people see that, yes, okay. Actually, they're saying that every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. So if we look back at the past or life of a saint, they also have done something wrong. But in the process of bhakti, every sinner has a future. They can also do wonderful things. So like that, everybody has a past. We don't have to worry too much about that. And the past may also make us do certain things in the present. But if we focus on moving forward steadily, and we learn from our mistakes, we strive to rectify, and if it's a very serious thing, or not, if it's something which is jarring people, then we can ourselves clarify. Rather than they coming to know about it from some third source and getting a little disturbed, you say, this is what has happened and this is how I dealt with it. And then that negative perception can be avoided. So basically, I think if humility and honesty are there, then our mistakes need not stop us from sharing Krishna with others. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you. Nice talking with you.